Over the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks, there was a gradual increase in what we call telemedicine, where we see patients basically through computer screens as much as we can. And initially, we were having patients screened at the door so they would not come in. And over time, you know, say we saw 20 to 30 patients in a day, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, two patients would be coming in looking like they had the flu, and we'd gown up and have the nurses swab them, and they would not have the flu. And that gradually got more and more and more and more. And now we're seeing a pretty steady, at least in my practice anyway, a good steady, I'd say 1/4 of my patients who are showing up, they were like, "Doc, man, I got a fever of 102 and a headache, and I just feel like garbage. You think I should go get tested?" And then I have to explain to them that, you know, you can't go get tested. There are no tests. You know, there's no widely available tests, and there haven't been this entire time. So I just tell them to hunker down at home, and don't go to work, and follow the CDC guidelines. Before there's any symptoms is actually when the virus is being spread just by breathing.
Right.
And that is the crazy part of this. So that's why it's so difficult to prevent. That's why social distancing is so important. That's why wearing a mask is so important. Because most people are sick for quite a while before they even know it, and that's when they're really spreading it. It's obvious if you're sick to stay away from you. It's not so obvious when you're not sick, and people are just completely disregarding that.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the testing issue, because Governor Ralph Northam announced this week that he's forming a task force to try to better address the outbreak, including ramping up testing for the novel coronavirus. And Virginia has been criticized for lagging behind in testing. What do you think needs to be done to solve it?
That's beyond the scope of what I do. That's a public health issue. That's a manufacturing problem. That's a logistics problem. This is where the oversight of a centralized task force overseeing the entire nation's problem would come into play. Mm-hmm. So being criticized locally for not having enough tests, I don't know what that translates into. Did Governor Northam just ignore the issue? Probably not. He probably lost the bidding war to Arizona over the reagents or whatever else he needed to make this happen. So all these things just put together, I don't understand it.
Yeah, and so what I hear you saying, and this is why you emphasize so much that even before people get sick, they don't know if they're carrying the virus, and that's why it's so important to physically distance and to wear the mask if you have to go out and so on.
Exactly. Unless you have an N95 or better grade mask, wearing something over your face, whether it's just a homemade mask or you know, a T-shirt that you just sort of make that goes around and covers your nose and mouth, that protects other people from you if you are sick and you don't know it yet, or maybe you do know it. It still protects others around you when you're sick. Wearing a mask is one of the most selfless, kindest things you can do right now when you go out and about.
Well, let me ask you this question. It is based on your observation. As you know, Harrisonburg has become one of the hottest hotspots for confirmed cases in Virginia in terms of the number of cases of the disease per capita. Why do you think that is?
I think the cases around here are burgeoning, you know, from a data perspective, because somebody got hold of some tests and ran them on a large number of people.
Oh, so you're saying that we might have more reported cases in some places just because we may have a little more testing there, and that's kind of a measurement effect that's independent of how many people are actually infected.
I suspect that is the case.
Yeah. Dr. Justed, thanks very much for your insights. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, sir. Be safe. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.